Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rotman. Fall cleanup is happening in Fredonia. Here is Julio Flores.
Residents in Fredonia will be able to toss out their unwanted trash starting this Friday. Fredonia Fall Cleanup runs from September 8th through the 15th. Any unwanted trash, rubbish, e-waste, or recyclables can be set out for pickup by the city during those dates. Pickup will be on your regularly scheduled trash day. Residents can take advantage of the city dumpster or dump truck by contacting the city shop at 620-378-3161, extension 1. Leave a message including your name and contact number. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Lou Flores.
A 40-year-old man is in critical condition following an ATV accident in Shawnee. First responders found the man with severe head injuries believed to be sustained from the crash. Authorities are still investigating. This is Kansas Information Network News.
What does the Affordable Connectivity Program sound like? It sounds like a student doing their homework online.
So if X equals 4...
A young mom on her telehealth visit.
I have your results. Let me share my screen.
And someone working from home.
Thanks for letting me join virtually.
Eligible households save $30 a month on internet. Like the sound of that? The ACP. Sign up, connect, and save at getinternet.gov.
You know, I grew up hearing that women are bad with money. But like many of you, I spent years paying bills, managing checking accounts, and taking care of my family. So, turns out, women are pretty good with money after all. And now, I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. It's never too late to start, and there's a great website to help you. Check out WeSaySaveIt.org and jumpstart your retirement savings on your budget and your timeline. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the...
Registration is open for the Sunflower Fair, the Heartland's premier health and wellness event that happens Tuesday, September 19th in Salina. The Sunflower Fair, an information extravaganza featuring speakers and seminars geared for older Kansans, people living with disabilities and caregivers, will happen from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Tony's Pizza Event Center in Salina. To register, visit the North Central Flint Hills Area Agency on Aging website, ncfhaaa.com. The Sunflower Fair is a fun-filled day with good times and trustworthy and practical information for Kansans of all ages. Exhibitors will provide health screenings, COVID-19 and flu vaccines, hearing tests, blood pressure checks, and other important health information. This year's Sunflower Fair is paired with the first ever Sunflower Seniors Got Talent, an event that showcases talented older Kansans on the stage of Salina's Stiefel Theater. For the best rate, register for the Sunflower Fair in advance at ncfhaaa.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Governor Kelly has approved updated drought declarations for Kansas counties with Executive Order 2304, saying Kansans have been resilient in the face of drought this past year, though even with some regions receiving significant rainfall, she strongly encourages all Kansans to continue to be mindful of ways that they can conserve water and minimize fire hazards. The drought declaration placed 55 counties into an emergency status, 18 counties in a warning status, and 32 into a watch status. And this includes locally Norton and Phillips counties in drought emergency status. This action was recommended by Connie Owen, the director of the Kansas Water Office and chair of the governor's drought response team. While most of western Kansas has seen relief from drought in the last 2 months, central and southeast Kansas counties have continued to be dry, with nearly 30% of Kansas currently in extreme or exceptional drought. Through an interagency agreement between the Kansas Water Office, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, and the Kansas Division of Emergency Management, counties in emergency stage are eligible for emergency use of water from certain state fishing lakes, and these counties also become eligible for water in some federal reservoirs. Individuals and communities need to contact the Kansas Water Office for a water supply request prior to any withdrawals from lakes, and those requests will in turn be referred to the appropriate office to obtain necessary permits to withdraw the requested water. The governor's drought response team will continue to watch the situation closely and work to minimize the negative drought-induced effects on Kansans. For more detailed information about current conditions, you can visit the Climate and Drought webpage on the Kansas Water Office website at kwo.org. health.ks.gov. One person was injured in an accident just after 7 p.m. on Saturday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2008 Dodge Dakota driven by 23-year-old Joshua Michael Linker of Phillipsburg was westbound on U.S. 36 at the U.S. 183 junction when the pickup rear-ended the trailer of a 1999 Peterbilt semi driven by 40-year-old Keegan Howard Reedhead of Grantsville, Utah, who was turning from northbound on U.S. 183 to westbound on U.S. 36. The Kansas Highway Patrol had incomplete seatbelt usage information. However, they did report that EMS transported Linker to the Phillips County Hospital with suspected injuries, and Reedhead was not injured. According to a statement from the Russell County Sheriff's Office, law enforcement authorities are investigating a possible drowning at Wilson Lake, as just before 4 p.m. on Monday, a man went missing while swimming in the lake. The Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks, Army Corps of Engineers, the Russell County Rural Fire, the Kansas Highway Patrol, and Russell County EMS all responded to assist the Sheriff's Office with the search. The Sheriff's Office will release additional details after the family has been notified. The Kansas Department of Agriculture Division of Animal Health has received notification of multiple confirmed cases of West Nile virus in horses across the state over the past few weeks, and the confirmed cases have been reported in Barber, Butler, Douglas, and Pratt counties. West Nile virus is a preventable disease with annual vaccinations that have proven highly effective. All of the confirmed cases of West Nile virus in Kansas were in unvaccinated horses or horses with an unknown vaccination history, so they were assumed to be unvaccinated. All horse owners should consult with their local veterinarians and make a vaccination plan for their horses. West Nile virus is a virus that can infect humans, horses, birds, and other species. Although the virus is carried and transmitted by mosquitoes, it's not directly contagious from horse to horse or from horse to human. West Nile virus is a reportable disease in Kansas, which means veterinarians are required by law to report any confirmed cases to the state veterinarian. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinics would like to wish our Blue Jays and Huskies the best of luck this school year. Remember to please wear your safety gear properly and stay plenty hydrated. Parents, we want to remind you that our medical clinic is here to keep your athletes healthy year-round. Our physical therapy department is also available to help students perform at their very best. Call the medical clinic at 785-877-3305 or physical therapy at 785-874-2222. Go fight, win, and make Norton County proud.
The wait for Kansas's top hunting-related publications is over, as the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks has confirmed that the state's 2023-2024 Kansas Hunting and Fur Harvesting Regulation Summary and 2023-2024 Kansas Hunting Atlas are now available. Both of the publications are free, available online at ksoutdoors.com and in print at nearly all licensed vendor locations. The hunting regulation summary includes common rules, methods of take, season dates, bag and possession limits, as well as a list of game wardens by county and more. The hunting atlas includes maps of all publicly accessible hunting land in Kansas to include walk-in hunting access areas, state and federal public wildlife areas, and more. And soon, Garmin GPS and Google Earth files will be available for download, making finding a place to hunt even easier. To access electronic versions of the 2023-2024 Kansas Hunting and Fur Harvesting Regulation Summary and the 2023-2024 Kansas Hunting Atlas, you can visit ksoutdoors.com. And whether you decide to keep them on your phone, laptop, or hard copies in the truck or boat, no hunter in Kansas should be without them. Norton tennis coach Bill Brockelman reported that the Norton Blue Jay girls tennis team traveled to Colby this past Saturday and had a good day as the team finished fourth overall, tying with Ulysses. Everyone was in the top six, with Leanne Beichman finishing sixth overall in the singles one division and being very competitive with some very tough competition. Layla Pugo was sixth overall as well for her debut on the varsity team at the singles two division. Tana Briner and Alexis Wunderly finished fourth overall, losing a tough match in a tiebreaker in the pool play in the doubles one division. In the doubles two division, Lauren Harding and Madison Youngkin broke into the finals and lost a close one, and they won both of their pool play matches by tiebreakers. Coach Brockelman said he was really happy with the way the girls competed, and especially for how well they held their composure and showed great endurance, having many tiebreaker matches in the blistering heat. The varsity girls will be playing again today, Tuesday, September 5th, in Phillipsburg. Northern Valley Junior Huskies football coach Jim Cole reported that the Northern Valley Junior High football team traveled to Grinnell on Thursday, August 31st for their first football game of the season, losing to the Thunderhawks 34-46. And unfortunately, the Huskies lost 8th grader Tate Talheim early in the first quarter with a broken arm. Coach Cole reported that it was a close game until the very end, with the score tied 20-20 in the second quarter and 34-34 in the third quarter. Griffin McKinney ran the ball hard, carrying the ball 36 times for 187 yards and 3 touchdowns. And Griffin also led the defense with 7 tackles. Cash Compton had 4 tackles and also ran for 1 score. And 7th grader Bryson Wilder did a good job of playing quarterback when Talheim left the game. The Huskies will be home this week hosting Chi-Len. According to the Kansas Department of Transportation, a resurfacing project on a portion of U.S. 36 in Rawlins County is expected to begin on Wednesday, September 6th. The Kansas Department of Transportation will complete a surface recycle and chip seal on approximately 11 miles of U.S. 36, starting at the Cheyenne County line and ending at County Road 11. The traffic will be reduced to one lane through the work zone and directed by flaggers and a pilot car during the daylight hours, and delays not exceeding 15 minutes should be expected. This project is scheduled to be completed by the end of October, conditions permitting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Northern Valley United School District 212 applauds the Husky fall sports teams for their hard work and exceptional sportsmanship. Good luck, boys and girls. From the faculty, staff, and administration at Northern Valley United School District 212, proud of all the students and athletes. Coombs Trucking is proud of the diligence and dedication the spirited Phillipsburg Panthers fall sports teams possesses. Good luck, boys and girls, from Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg. They haul all over, so give them a call at 785-543-2759.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project needs. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools, large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Slade Wiley. It could be a September to remember as U.S. lawmakers face daunting differences over spending decisions needed to keep the government open after the fiscal year ends on the 30th. Hardline Republicans aren't budging, Democrats aren't budging, and a desperate White House is already calling for a temporary spending extension to keep the government operating. Spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre.
A continuing resolution to prevent a government shutdown. This is something that Congress can do. They can prevent a government shutdown. They need to prevent a government shutdown.
But hardline conservatives want more cuts than those in a June budget deal Speaker McCarthy and President Biden struck. While the White House wants more in spending for disasters, immigration, Ukraine, and nutrition. $1.4 billion more for WIC alone.
Without this adjustment, states would be forced to implement waiting lists, causing women and children to go hungry and pushing vulnerable families into poverty.
The USDA spending bill, stalled in the House Rules Committee, is advertised at more than $25 billion. But to get to that figure, Republicans redirected nearly $7.5 billion in unspent Inflation Reduction Act funds. Ag Appropriations Chair and Freedom Caucus member Andy Harris defended his panel's bill.
We simply cannot continue down this path of spending massive amounts of taxpayer dollars without regard to the fiscal future of our nation. This bill takes the same approach American families take every day. They simply have to do more with less under the Biden economy.
Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell called the appropriations process a pretty big mess, but predicted lawmakers would pass a short-term deal into December. comments from Karen Jean-Pierre and Andy Harris. You are listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by N Family Fire. Brady.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. A little break from the heat for parts of Kansas today as a cold front sweeps across the central plains. There's not a lot of moist air available, so precipitation chances will be low. Wind will be gusty and cooler air will roll into our western counties and into the central counties today and spreading to the eastern counties tomorrow. Meanwhile, the heat continues for eastern Kansas with high humidity from most of our eastern counties for one more day. A few showers or thunderstorms may pop up in the east as that front moves in. Looks like we'll stay in the 80s on Wednesday statewide, and then we'll get some 90s back Thursday and Friday, and then a little cooler for the upcoming weekend. On the map, heading into this afternoon, a cold front is moving into central Kansas. We have cooler air heading into our western high plains. Low to mid-80s in the northwest counties today. We'll stay below 90 in the north central and southwest counties. The front hasn't gotten to our eastern counties yet. Ahead of that front, we may have some isolated to scattered showers or thunderstorms, and those will pop up occasionally this afternoon, but they will stay in the eastern counties. High humidity in the east as well. This evening, the front will start clearing out of eastern Kansas. A few thunderstorms will be possible before midnight and then clear for the rest of the state. On Wednesday, high pressure will set up in the central Rockies and extend into the central plains. Somewhat cooler and dry air will cover Kansas, mostly 80s statewide. Warming up again Thursday and Friday, a little bit cooler for the weekend. This afternoon for our northwestern counties, low to mid-80s with upper 40s and low 50s overnight. Mid to upper 80s north central. Tonight we're in the mid to upper 50s. Mid to upper 90s and humid in the northeast counties, low 60s tonight. Low to mid-90s in the south central counties, upper 50s and low 60s overnight. Southeast, upper 90s today and mid-60s tonight. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.